Jacket News. Trending now. Trending now.
Op die paaie in Bedford View, 'n ongeluk op die N12 R24 Wes net voor die Gilulies wisselaar. Die verkeer is stadig op beide roetes daar en dan goeie nuus in Sunning Hill. Die vroeër ongelukstoneel op die N1 Noord by die Bekloe wisselaar is nou opgeruim. Daar is wel stadige verkeer in die area.
Oud-president Thabo Mbeki het vroeër vanmiddag in die openingsrede van die dialoogreeks oor die afgelope 30 jaar van demokrasie gesê, beurtkrag het eers in 2014 begin en dat kragonderbrekings in 2008 aan die destydse bestuur van Eskom toegeskryf kan word. Dan na die buiteland in Londen is 13-jarige seun dood en 5 ander beseer tydens 'n swaard aanval. Twee polisielede wat gehelp het om 'n 36-jarige verdagte met 'n samurai swaard vas te trek is ernstig beseer en word in die hospitaal behandel. En in Zimbabwe het die bekendstelling van die land se nuwe geldeenheid, die Zimgoud, heelwat konsternasie veroorsaak. Die nuwe geldeenheid is gister in gebruik geneem, maar winkels het vandag geweier om dit te aanvaar en inwoners het ure lank buite banke in toue gestaan om toegang tot hulle spaargeld te kry. 'n Lustelose JSE swakker hulbron aandele en die rand aan die verloorkant is op Robert Cameron van Fisher Dugmore Sekuriteite se saak in die spyskaart.
Harmony Gold is uit met 'n operasionele opdatering vir 9 maande tot einde maart. Hulle verkondig 'n 10% groei in totale produksie, dis same met 'n 2% verlaging in kostes. Die randprys vir goud verkoop vir daardie tyd neem toe met 17%, maar die aandeel verswak vandag 4% in lyn met ander goudaandele wat die afgelope tyd baie goed gedoen het.
Ook nie 'n goeie dag vir Anglo American nie, dis 3% swakker.
Hy is natuurlik in die nuus as gevolg van die beoogde oorname deur BHP en dan die fokus van die markte sal môre aand wees op die Amerikaanse Federale Reserweraad vir sy nuutste besluit rondom rentekoerse.
'n Dollar verhandel teen R18.80, 'n euro R20.10 en 'n pond R23.54. Goud kos in die stadium $2,297.54 per fyn ons en olie $87.69 per vat Brent. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 6.
Well, I did mention in the headlines that everything seems to be taking place in Madrid today. There is some live tennis on the go from the Madrid Open. Carlos Alcaraz, one of the two hometown favorites, currently up against Jan Lennard Struff. He won the first set 6-3, and they currently level on 4 games apiece in the second set. A little later, Rafa Nadal will be up against Jiří Lehecka tonight. And in the women's draw, look out for Iga Swiatek, who faces Beatriz Haddad-Maia in the women's quarterfinals. In the Champions League, also an eye on Madrid, with the Bayern Munich traveling to, Bayern Munich hosting Real Madrid in the first leg of the semi-final. The other semi-final will see Borussia Dortmund take on Paris Saint-Germain. A rugby battle between North and South could once again be brewing, with wide disagreement on the introduction of a 20-minute red card to Test rugby. The law allows a team to replace a red-carded player after 20 minutes. According to reports, France, England and Ireland are unhappy with the plan. World Rugby's General Council will vote on it in May, and the law, though, will still be part of this year's Rugby Championship. And Liverpool expect Mohamed Salah to remain at Anfield next season. The 31-year-old enters the final year, or is in the final year, of his contract. He's said to be leaving after this current season, but there has been renewed speculation about a move to Saudi Arabia. Salah, meanwhile, has given no indication that he wants to leave, and Liverpool say they are not planning to sell. I'm Kola Njinga, and that's your Jacka Sport.
Thank you so much, Kola. I hope that Mo doesn't leave. I feel like everyone's leaving Liverpool now. Can we just stay? Can we just please stay?
Yeah, also, I don't know of a lot of players who've left the Premiership to Saudi Arabian League and are thriving and happy. I mean, they're